on WBRI 1500 in Indianapolis.
The Martin Bender Dan Sheeran Show.
I have a theory about the mailbag.
You have a theory about the mailbag itself, yes, or the mailbag lady?
The mailbag, the woman that was here.
All right, what's your theory about it?
It concerns you and her.
Yeah.
I think she's in denial.
You think she's got a crush on me?
Yeah.
I don't deny it.
You know, you have that
probably
effect
true
on women.
I do.
From
I do
cradle to grave, and I know she's probably 103, but, you know, she has nice legs. Have you ever seen her? Did you see her legs over the console?
No, I didn't.
For 103, she has really shapely legs. I mean, it's true they were.
I'm married, so
yeah,
not,
I know.
You know,
well,
it must be my naturally curly hair and my Irish eyes. It must be the Irish eyes.
It must be the
Ireland. It's my island.
I'm not sure she can see you. You know, she.
That's right.
Her eyesight's not that good. You
know, to know me is to.
Is that what it
know
is?
Me?
It must be something about her. You know, of all the people, I can tell you this.
Of all the people
I know,
I'm one of
you're
them.
You're one of
Thank
them.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, I had a chance. Naturally.
Don't let the good Lord hit you. Where the good Lord spit.
You blew it again.
Don't let the door hit you.
Where the good Lord split you.
Todd and Dolly, I know you're laughing.
That's an Amarillo, Texas thing.
So, whatever.
Oh, shout out to James Huff.
James Huff.
In Richmond, Virginia, and the gang out there.
Hello, gang.
There's a gang out there. And there's a gang, Joe Gardner and the gang in Pittsburgh that
listen to us.
Some people listen to us in groups. They gather around their radio and they just, you know.
Go Pittsburgh.
Or some people drive.
Of course, not the Pittsburgh Penguins, because I'm a Blackhawks fan. So forget the Penguins. The Steelers can do all they want, not the Penguins.
That's nice of you to allow the Steelers to do whatever they want. After the show, I read this letter, and
I purposely
didn't send it to you because you didn't want me to do that.
I pull my hair out.
You like hearing it live.
I want to hear it live.
My responses will be somewhat rehearsed because I've looked this over. Dan's will be completely and horrifyingly spontaneous.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah, let's go.
All right.
All right. This is. Have we given him a name yet?
No. Gosh, we forgot to
do that.
Let's
call him. What do you want to call him?
Let's call him Pete in Pittsburgh. I don't know.
Pistol Pete.
It's not even any.
Pistol Pete.
I don't know where this person's from.
We'll
it could
call
be from
him
anywhere.
Pete.
Anywhere in the world. Pistol Pete. That's
Pistol
good.
Pete.
Pistol Pete. All right.
I wonder if he can dribble like Pistol Pete. But, let's go on.
Well, he can shoot like Pistol Pete because he's shooting
us
down.
He's shooting
us
down.
Yes, he is.
Pistol Pete. All right, let's Pistol Pete. Go
all right. Ahead. I'm not going to.
Turnabout is fair play, so shoot away. Let's go.
Your ego's strong enough to withstand this, right?
I can handle it, man.
All right. to refresh our listeners, we got a letter from the mailbag yesterday. If you weren't here and the mailbag brought us a rare letter of disagreement with our teaching. Usually the praise is just lauded upon us. It's a stress for us every day to maintain our humility. But this, every once in a while, God puts a letter in
your lap
that keeps you humble. And this one,
people have threatened their lives. You knew that.
Well, one guy did.
Yeah.
This isn't him, Pistol Pete.
Okay.
Seems like a decent guy.
Pistol Pete.
He says, I seldom listen to AM, but was doing a seek 2 or 3 weeks ago, stopped on your program. I heard only the last 10 or 15 minutes. During that short time, you proposed 3 things that rubbed this Berean's fur the wrong way.
Ooh. Okay.
I wrote your website on a box. I had handy in my car.
By the way, shaving will take care of the fur.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I wrote your website on a... on my window in blood. No, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I wrote your website on a box I had handy in my car in the box service today. One!
All right, what's first one? Lay it on me.
I can't believe we did all this in one show, but apparently we're that good.
Okay.
You held that God would not send anyone to hell.
Wrong.
Did we ever say God will not send anyone to hell? No.
Wrong.
Wrong. Why is that wrong?
Because it's... God does, but we're going to disagree on the term hell. That's the problem.
That's exactly right. When somebody tells me to go to hell, I ask them...
Which one?
Which one?
Yeah.
Martin, go to hell.
Which
okay,
one?
Which one? Would
Gehenna,
you like
Tartarus,
Hades, or
Hades? Sheol, whatever.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Which one do you want me to go to? And he elaborates. Okay, he says, when Christ tells someone, quote, depart from me, you lawbreakers, and this is from his version of Scripture, which is called, never heard of this, have you? The Holman Christian Standard Translation,
yeah.
HCST, okay?
Yeah, good moneymaker.
Okay, yeah, well, he says it's purported to be the most accurate English translation to date.
By their translators.
Okay.
Yeah.
I believe that means, he says, Christ will not admit them to heaven. Do you have any alternative to hell? The Catholic limbo, perhaps? What about you, Sheridan? You were in a Notre Dame hockey jersey.
Notre Dame hockey jersey, that's
so
right.
So what's your alternative to hell? Are you a limbo
my
man?
My alternative to Gehenna would be life in the kingdom on earth, or possibly in the future the New Jerusalem. See, this problem with this man is he thinks there's only two options, heaven and hell. And it is pagan philosophy to think that that only heaven is an option, that some limbo world, he's teaching a limbo world, I'll bet. I bet you that man believes when he dies that somebody either goes to Abraham's bosom, paradise, or heaven, or some utopia, which is pagan. The answer is there's more than one option for God's redeemed to dwell. Those who are without Christ perish. Gehenna is where bodies are placed, not departed spirits or souls. That's pagan philosophy. That is Plato and Aristotle introduced into the Bible. This man needs to understand, if he studies his scripture correctly and he gets a better translation than what he has, is that there's more than one option. They are either destroyed in Gehenna, which is on earth. Gehenna is not under the earth, about a mile down or 2 miles down or whatever. They're either destroyed in Gehenna, and or they are alive physically in the kingdom which exists on this earth, or after the 1,000 years are finished, there are people alive on the new earth, and there are people in the New Jerusalem. There's two options, and there is a third option. Paul talks about our citizenship being in heaven. There is more than one option for God's redeemed. I can give you three. You're either on earth, resurrected, you're either in the New Jerusalem, or you're in the heavenly places themselves.
Just the fact that he asked this question, do you have any alternative to hell? He needs to distinguish
which
what
hell is he
exactly.
talking about.
I wrote this book, Martin Zender Goes to Hell.
And you can get that on my site, too.
Yeah, and my site,
and your
MartinZender.com. Thank
no,
you
no,
very
don't
kindly.
Don't
thank you
site.
Very kindly.
No, no,
it's
no,
available
no.
at my site. But I have this chart on page 67, just to briefly touch on this. It's called A Wonderfully Clear and Simple Chart, or the subtitle of my chart is Look Who's Stuck in Hell. It gives an example of three passages in Scripture that are indiscriminately translated hell. Three different Greek words. We've talked about this before, but here we are at the beginning of the year. Nothing like a little review here. 2 Peter 2:4, the Greek word is Tartarus. The KJV and the NIV both translated hell. All right. Now, in Matthew 5:22, there's a Greek word Gehenna. Different Greek word than Tartarus, obviously. The King James Version in Matthew 5:22 translates the word Gehenna, hell, and the NIV does the same thing, hell. In Luke 16:23, the Greek word is Hades. King James translates it hell. NIV translates it hell. This is not Martin Zender's opinion. This is a verifiable fact. So when somebody says hell, this is why I encourage you on Monday to, if you're going to get a version, get one that says what God says. We have Tartarus, Gehenna, Hades, three distinct words, beautiful nuances of meaning, all translated hell.
2 Peter 2:4, the Concordant Version reads, for if God spares not sinning messengers, but thrusting them into the gloomy caverns of Tartarus.
The Concordant Version, I'm going to get to that. Look at what the Concordant Version does. For what, Hades means unseen. So the Concordant Version, every time Hades appears in the Greek, they translate it unseen. Here's some the radical thing for you. Whenever the Greek uses the word Gehenna, Concordant translates it Gehenna. That's what they did in Matthew 5:22. In 2 Peter 2:4, the Greek word's Tartarus, Concordant translates it Tartarus. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Now, going back to Apostle Pete, he says, here's the context. Now, you and I are context freaks. We have context fetish, right?
Yeah, fetish for
yeah,
context.
That's right. And I'm going to read the passage, okay? And I contend that while he demands
where are we at, man?
We are in Matthew
7,
21 through 23.
Let's read it, okay.
All right, and I'm going to read it out of his HCSB, whatever that is. The Holman Christian Standard Translation. Holy cow, you got to be kidding me, Bible.
Okay,
this is our Lord speaking. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven.
Not heaven.
Doesn't let me read it.
I know.
No.
I'm going to comment. It
I know,
doesn't
you
say
can't hold back.
In heaven. Go ahead.
All right. I can't wait for you to get it. I knew that you responding spontaneously to this would be great. Okay. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven.
Not heaven.
Okay, thanks. Thank you. But only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name, drive out demons in your name, and do many miracles in your name? Then I will announce to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you lawbreakers. End quote. Matthew 7:21-23. Holy cow, you got to be kidding me, Bible.
Yeah.
Now, here it is in context. Now, he claims that this is people's one and only chance to believe in Jesus Christ or go to hell for eternity. But he himself is not looking at the larger context. Friends, is Matthew 12:24, where is it? Jesus said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Yep, Matthew 10.
Matthew 10:24. I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So already he is not looking at context. The greater context of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is our Lord Jesus Christ speaking to Israelites. Now, you had an objection there that, to the translation, the kingdom of heaven. Would you elaborate on that, please?
No, I wasn't objecting to the translation. I was objecting to this man making that mean heaven. The term the kingdom of the heavens is not a reference to heaven.
It's a kingdom of heaven.
It's the kingdom of the heavens. Its source is heavenly. Now, it's interesting if you would examine context and if you would turn to the next chapter in Matthew. In Matthew chapter 8, we read this. And he's referring to this kingdom of the heavens. And Jesus says, verily I am saying to you, Matthew 8:10, and I'm reading from the Concordant Version, with no one in Israel so much faith did I find. Now I am saying to you that many from the east and the west shall be arriving and reclining with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of the heavens. And yet the sons of the kingdom shall be cast into outer darkness. There shall be lamenting and gnashing of teeth. Number one, the Lord Jesus refers to a resurrection here. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are there. Number two, people arrive from the east and the west and recline in the kingdom of the heavens. That means the kingdom of the heavens is not all over the earth. It's located in a certain place on the earth. And I'll contend with you that's in Jerusalem.
I agree.
All right. And number three, it says, the sons of the kingdom should be cast in outer darkness. That's only referring to Israelites who rejected the message. Where are they cast? Outside the kingdom. They can't enter into this kingdom. They're outside among the nations. And they're looking in.
And that's why our Lord says, depart from me,
depart
you
from
lawbreakers.
Me. Depart to where?
Here's the question. Exactly, depart to where? And is that their final chapter? Is that the last thing that's going to happen to these people?
These people are cast out of this kingdom.
Yes, they sure
among
are.
The nation.
They sure are.
And context.
Context. And the question has to be asked, what's going to happen to them next?
We
tomorrow we're going to...
What are you going to do, spiritualize east and west there?
You know what we're going to talk about? Tomorrow we're going to talk about homosexuals. We're going to talk about male prostitutes, and we're going to talk about greedy people and drunkards, and while we're at it, we're going to talk about swindlers. All the kinds of people...
Sounds like the church you go to.
All the kinds of people that this man says...
First Church of Amarillo.
This man says are never going to be with God, and tomorrow we're going to talk about how he gets that idea, why you might have that idea. We're going to show a tremendously unlawful mix of two different gospels. And all that tomorrow, Dan.
A lot of big day ahead of us.
We got a big day ahead of us.
See you all tomorrow.
Thanks for being with us, and we'll be with you tomorrow.